This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Last year in Game 5, he had a calf strain. He was limping around the whole series. He was still doing these magical things, and then we find out he's not going to play in Game 5. And then they didn't have Jared Allen. I don't think they had Caris LeVert. Mm-hmm. And it was Evan Mobley's coming out party in the second half. But, you know, they lost the game. They lost the series. Yeah. And here we are again a year later wondering the same thing. Donovan Mitchell, game-time decision.
If he truly cannot play, then he cannot play. But if he can go at all, well, you got to go. Well, that's really groundbreaking stuff I just said.
Profound words.
If he truly cannot play, then he cannot play. But if he can go at all, well, you got to go. I should be sitting there in a three-piece suit and a headset, standing in the middle of a church right now doing it. You remember when you said limpy, you reminded me of the limpy gimpy speech my coach gave in high school. When I broke my leg in high school, we were standing on the sidelines. They were getting ready to play Central Catholic.
When Kenny put his finger up in the air to let everybody know
thumb,
in the stands.
I did not give a thumbs up. I don't think I didn't. I did not do a tomahawk chop, and I definitely didn't give the thumbs up.
Either way, that's not the report I heard.
After the surgery, they're getting ready to play Central Catholic. I'll never forget this. And we had this one hard ass. He was a great. He was a good dude. Still, I imagine he's still a good dude. I haven't seen him in years. Guy named Joe George. And Joe was one of the hard asses. He was a real one. And Joe, they ran inside run at the goal line. Joe came up limping. And my high school football coach looked over at us. And we're all standing on the sidelines. And we're all crunched. Like on crutches. And he just goes, "Get these limpy gimpies off my field. They're giving my players ideas." Like he... I don't know if he knew he couldn't. No, my coach was a hard ass, but Joe was a real one, man. Like, Joe might have done something about it if he got in his face. And I swear to God, he turns right around. "Get these limpy gimpies the hell out of here." And I mean, it's, you want to talk about embarrassing. Turning around
yes.
And having to crutch off the field. And it wasn't like we were right outside the locker room. It was a journey.
A thousand had, yards.
So this is an opposite. You could not go, so you had to go.
I had to go, so I had to get the hell out of there.
If he truly
cannot play, then he cannot play. But if he can go at all, well, you got to go. And we had team dinner later that night at the Presbyterian church, and I'm like, I'm not going to the dinner. And I remember the one coach is like, "Oh, yes, you are." And I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "You think he's mad now? Don't go to that dinner. See what happens." I go, "I already got my leg broke." He's like, "Doesn't matter.
Coach,
you're going."
Coach, are the limpy gimpies allowed to come to the dinner? And you know you're sweating your you-know-what off.
Oh, I sweat my ass off.
Because you're on crutches, man.
Oh, my God.
They don't tell you. Like, you are...
You drip sweat.
It's a bigger workout than anything you would have done to get ready for these games.
All right. I was not in that bad of shape in high school, but you remember the time when Billy Bob goes to the bathroom and comes back and passes out, and he's got his whole shirt? Like, that's what I look like every day because I was crutching around school.
Oh, my God.
Hot as hell. Early fall, broken leg, just miserable every damn day. Miserable. Pain meds wearing off, man. It sucked. That's what you reminded me of there when you're talking about limping around. "Get these limpy gimpies off my court." That's what Dan Gilbert's going to yell.
Now,
what's at stake for the Cavs tonight? What's on the line?
If Donovan is good, we find out. He does a let him know tonight. Remember, he beats all the newsmakers. He just goes let him know, and then you know he's going to play on social media.
Yeah.
And once that hashtag let him know goes up, I'm painting a picture here, Kenny, and he is ready. He guts
Willis
out.
Reed, man.
They figure out a way. They figure out a way with the home crowd. Greg Anthony called the loudest arena in all of basketball. That goes down tonight. They win the game, and then you're noticing, oh, by the way, the Boston Celtics are on the brink. The team that we thought we were on a collision course with all year, on the brink of getting eliminated. I think they play tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So
it's just a 3-1 series.
It changes everything.
It's unbelievable.
It changes everything.
Knicks, Pacers, that's what they thought it was going to be.
Oh, wow.
Lord almighty. What the hell? At least the Knicks are in, so you know that the league would be okay with that. Josh in Grand River, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Morning, boys. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The hard thing to come across is breaking up of the core four. If they end up losing tonight, which I hope they don't, I hope that they pull what the New York Knicks have pulled in the Boston series and show some fire, drive down the lane, because the loss in this game is going to lead to Kobe Altman making decisions. My personal player that I would look to go bring here would be Giannis. He's what we need.
Well, you set it up perfectly, Josh, because I don't, after the Mavericks won the lottery last night, I don't believe we're going to be able to get Giannis now. I mean, I know that people like Lima knows the second apron stuff better than I do, certainly, so it might be a far shot anyway. But, I mean, if you're Dallas, you already have Kyrie, and I know that he's coming back from an injury. You have Anthony Davis. He's made of glass. Like, but they're older. You got to make a win-now move, and Cooper Flagg would be a win-later move. And that might be exactly what Milwaukee wants. You want Giannis, we're going to get the number one pick.
Yeah, that's true. I know that I think another far-fetched superstar to bring to Cleveland would be Durant because of his salary and his cap. I don't think it would be anywhere feasible for the Cavaliers to do. I'm just hoping that they can, with the Boston and the Knicks series, seeing what New York is doing to Boston is what Cleveland needs to do to the Pacers the rest of this mm-hmm. series. Mm-hmm. Quit playing zone, drive the lane. Let's go, Cavs.
Thank you very much, Josh. Go ahead.
Sorry, Eddie. I'll get to you in a sec. I will say Bobby Marks, who were efforting to get on, he did say he wrote all the teams that have a chance to get Giannis, and he put the Cavs way down in what he called the financially restricted category and basically said because they are $12.9 million as it stands now over the second apron, they're so limited in their ability to do this. So he basically is saying the Cavs would have almost next to no shot to be able to do this move under the current CBA.
So we better win tonight. Eddie and Avon, you're next up on the fan.
Hey guys, how you doing this morning? I know we're all bothered, but anyway, you know the LeVert trade. At one point, he scored 40 plus points for a game. Couldn't we use him right now? You know, Kobe Altman's sitting on a hot seat. If he doesn't put his players in a position next year to offer some good players out there for a trade that's coming. If they lose, there's a trade coming. So he has to rest some of these guys that are hobbling around just because of that. because he's got to have the chess players ready to play next year. Now, he's already, I believe, on the hot seat because of Altman, because of what happened with LeVert. I mean, this guy that they traded for has scored 5 points. He has not been what we thought he should be in the playoffs. What do you think?
He's talking about
DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah.
I've seen some people start to talk about whether or not because they're banged up.
I've had a couple people tweeting me too,
And look, George Niang, we love George, and he's shot 40% from three basically the whole year. But he had trouble. He has trouble in these playoffs staying on the floor. That's one thing. He is kind of an enforcer, which we've been looking for, and it's been Max Strus. DeAndre Hunter or Caris LeVert. DeAndre Hunter has not had a good playoffs. Part of it is, you know, he went to throw down that dunk the beginning of the series, and was it Mathurin? Went up to contest. He got the shove.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's played 16 minutes in the last game, 21 the game before. I think pretty clearly that thumb is annoying him, and he's not the same player. So would we have said that had that not have happened?
He has been, up until now, and with the injury, see, I got to disagree with Eddie because I think that DeAndre Hunter has been a fantastic addition to this team. I at one point thought that this guy could be the difference in getting us over the Celtics.
I did too.
I said exactly that when
they made the trade.
I like Caris LeVert. I got defensive of Caris LeVert. I thought Kenny Atkinson got the best out of Caris LeVert, so I definitely understand where Eddie's coming from. But damn, I thought that the DeAndre Hunter move would get us over the hump, but I didn't think that he'd have an injured thumb, and I didn't think that we'd be talking about guys dragging their legs
around. And yeah, and now because of his injury, because of Ty Jerome being a zilch, being non-existent in this series, yeah, it's easy to say Caris LeVert is a playmaker who is a shot creator, and they need that now. But I didn't know DeAndre Hunter was going to get injured. And it really damaged them because we thought we had all this depth, and now it looks like we got like no depth. There's barely anybody the coach trusts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.